Hey, good evening. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
All right. We're still alive, people. You can keep on listening.
Why would they think we were dead?
It's been a bit weird the last 4 weeks. We've been out of town. Then we got back in town. We said we're going to be back on a regular schedule.
And you got and then I had my book club. I fucked it up.
And then you got sick.
Yeah.
People probably think that we're on like the brink of just throwing this thing out. We're not. It's all good.
Summertime. Summertime stuff happens and then makes it hard to do the show.
We're back. We're normal, in fact. So
as normal as we get.
As normal as we get. Anyways, welcome to Tip Tap Dip. Listener, subscribe to our show for free from our website, which is tiptaptip.com, or go to iTunes. Type in Tip Tap Tip.
Give us a 5-star rating.
Give us a 5-star rating. Give us a review, because that would be fantastic. And while you're there, click on the subscribe button. What that does is every time we release a new episode, that makes the show come to you automatically in your iTunes. It's like that. Boom. We're there automatically. Twice a week. Twice a week.
Beep.
Also, if you are the owner of a smartphone, whether that's an iPhone, BlackBerry, Android, etc., why don't you download the Stitcher app for your phone? While you're on there, go search for Tip Tap Tip, and we automatically come to you. You don't have to connect us to your computer to make it happen. It just is like that. Anytime there's a new episode, we're there.
Cool.
When you need us.
Awesome.
Just for you.
We're fun.
So how are things going, Rochelle? We had a bit of a situation last episode. We had to cut it a bit short.
I know. I can't remember why I was feeling gross.
You were about to puke.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of caused me a bit of concern.
I can't remember why.
Well, I guess it happens from time to time, right?
Yeah. I didn't really get sick, though. I just felt gross.
Yeah. But you're doing okay now.
Yeah.
And you're ready to do the show.
Of course.
Firing on all burners.
What?
You are firing on all burners. You're going 110%. Right? Okay, 120%.
What about you?
I'm going 1,000,000%. As always, I always give...
I'm going 1,000,000,000%.
I always go above and beyond when it comes to putting out this show. I always make sure I do a class act when it comes to putting out a podcast. In fact, you know...
Who says that, class act?
I say that. I, Eric, say that this show, Tip Tap Dip, is class act.
Nice.
And no, you know, far be it for me to say, Rochelle... You know, this may be controversial, but I'm going to say it. And
I don't, in order to be a class act, don't you have to not swear as much?
Well,
it's not very classy to swear.
That's what you're saying. You'd be a classy guy, you know, but throw an F word out there every once in a while.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It's like walking around. It's like walking around with 2 days worth of stubble. You're cool. Wear nice clothes, but a bit rough around the edges. It's a class act. First class ticket. Am I making any sense?
Yes.
All right. That's what we are.
What else were you going to say?
I was going to say this. I'm glad that we are back to normal. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I kind of laid into you a little bit.
I know. What the fuck?
But we're good.
We should call that episode Eric Turns Into a Dick Asshole.
Yeah, well, it already has an episode title, so I can't exactly go back and...
What did you title it?
Let's Kiss and Make Up.
Yeah, that's what
episode
you...
Episode 250...
That's what you wish.
Episode 255, if you're interested, just go to our website and check it out. But we are back doing stuff. I'm going to start off with this. Well, I remember a while back. This is probably late last year. There was a gentleman who was running for some sort of office, and he had a very, very interesting way of speaking.
The rent is too damn high. The rent is too damn high. I represent the rent is too damn high party.
People working 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week is some a third job. Women can't afford to take care of the children.
Now, you remember this gentleman from a while back, don't you? He's hard to forget.
Yeah, I totally remember him. Doesn't he wear gloves?
He wears black gloves. Very distinctive.
Yeah, and he has kind of like a Colonel Sanders beard.
Yeah, Jimmy McMillan.
The rent is too damn high party.
Yeah, he's representing the rent is too damn high party. Well, I guess apparently the rent was too damn high because he's now facing eviction from his place of residence.
What?
Jimmy McMillan of the rent is too damn high party says he's being evicted from his rent-controlled Manhattan apartment because his landlord wants to charge a new tenant more. Yeah, a candidate who ran for New York's governor because the rent is too damn high says he's being evicted from his rent-controlled Manhattan apartment because his landlord wants to... Jimmy McMillan tells the New York Post he pays $872 U.S. For the rent-controlled East Village apartment. Now, from what my understanding, that's a pretty good deal for a New York apartment because they're quite expensive.
Yeah, that's like the same for a one-bedroom in Calgary.
Yeah, essentially.
Right. I think the Calgary rent is too damn high. Like in the last, what was it, 5 years? It's gone up a lot. We used to rent out a one-bedroom place right on 17th Ave downtown for $575.
Yeah, and then we lived there for a year or 2 years or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
And then between the time that we moved in and the time that we left, the rent increased.
So in 2 years, it increased to...
like $150 more than what it was previously, from what I recall.
I think it was... okay, so we were paying $575. It went up to $775.
Yeah, it went up a lot.
A lot. And this is not... it was not a fancy place, right? So we were okay living there because our rent was so low.
Yeah, just to make things clear for people who don't live in Calgary now, 17th Avenue Southwest is a bit of a busy spot, kind of outside the downtown area, but where a lot of things go on, whether that's bars, restaurants, and shopping, etc.
Yeah, they call it uptown.
It's uptown. Now, we live right on that fucking block, which to most people sounds fantastic. But it's not all that what it's cracked up to be. Because we were an apartment facing the street, oftentimes it was quite loud.
Especially during hockey games.
Yeah. Playoff season and the Stampede. But yeah, we moved out of there and the rent got a bit damn high.
Well, we moved into a place that was more expensive, but I don't know. This place is so much bigger.
Yeah, it's way better.
It's probably like three times the size, eh?
It's a good size.
Yeah.
Because I remember in our old place.
I would have to move the couch. In order to work on a painting, I would have to move the couch away from the wall to work on art.
I had my little computer nook.
It was basically your computer nook was a computer desk against a wall.
Yeah. Outside the kitchen.
It was retarded.
Anyways, Mr. Jimmy McMillan. He says the landlord wants him out because my rent is too damn low. That's what he says. McMillan, now planning a run for president in 2012. I'd vote for him. Says he told his lawyer to file a counterclaim for U.S. $70,000. The case is pending in court. McMillan says that the address is his office. So maybe he doesn't live there. I guess he has another place. That's his office and...
Oh.
All right, well, good luck with that. And I look forward to hearing him.
I just think it's important when there's people who are running for office, people who are speaking for the people, and real issues that people are having on a daily basis is paying rent.
Yeah.
And buying groceries. Those are the two main things.
Buying groceries, paying rent, getting drunk.
Paying bills. Electricity, phone bill.
Stuff like that.
I can't wait until there is another phone company that comes into Calgary that is going to make all the phone companies here lower.
Listeners, I don't know how it is where you live, but where we live, we have how many phone companies?
Okay, well, there's TELUS, and there's Bell, and there's Rogers.
If you want a landline, which some people still do, I guess TELUS is the only game.
No, TELUS has cell phones, and Bell also does landlines, too.
Okay.
Yeah. But and then every other company is affiliated with them, like Koodo and Fido. And
yeah, it's kind of a shit show when it comes to phone service, especially wireless like cell phone service. We basically, there's three players. We have Telus, we have Bell, we have Rogers. That's it. And then we have a variety of different sort of companies underneath, which are owned by the big three. It's not very good. Now, I'm imagining that elsewhere in the world, where all our listeners live, it's a bit different. I'm sure there's more competition.
Yeah, I've heard in the States there's crazy amount of cell phone companies. Like, the amount of money that we pay for cell phones is probably three times as much as in American
business. Yeah, Rochelle had a bit of I wouldn't say a fight, but you had an agreement, which you set up last week with your company.
Yeah, after being on the phone for an hour with Bell. Holy shit.
Yeah, because I arrived home from work. Rochelle's already on the phone talking to them. I'm like, all right, I'll just hang out on the couch. I'll play Angry Birds, and I'll just kind of listen in on this conversation and see where it goes. It was about an hour from the time I got home.
Because she kept on putting me on hold. And she was so nice, you know, so it was hard for me to get mad at her. Yeah. She's like, okay, I'll just put you on hold and try and find the best deal for you. And she did. She found me, like, the best thing for what I was looking for.
So how much are you saving now?
I don't know. We'll see. I was just paying, like, way too much in long distance.
Yeah.
To Edmonton. Come on. Edmonton's 3 hours away. Like, I can understand if it was, you know, across the ocean or something.
Yeah. I was telling you how I was looking at my bill, and I managed to get it a bit down because I noticed this weird charge on there for Tetris.
Eric, that was only like $5.
Yeah, it's only $5, but for no fucking reason at all.
Yeah, but that's because apparently there's a company that does all the billing for all the phone companies.
They try to slip one past me.
No, they just, it's a separate company that does the billing.
Well, that separate company, you know, they fucked up.
Yeah, of course they're going to fuck up. They're not the real phone company.
Well, anyways.
And for all the billing that they do, you know, there's going to be mistakes. That's why you got to watch out for that shit.
Keep on top of that shit, people. You never know.
Do you know that there's still senior citizens who are still paying for the rent on their phone from Telus or AT&T?
Oh, yeah. I was reading a story.
What the fuck? Really? Like, a phone company is not going to phone them and be like, hi, you've had this phone for 50 years. You don't really need to be paying rent on your phone anymore.
I remember reading a story just like that. There were this elderly lady, and she'd been paying for her whatever normal landline telephone for, you know, a couple dollars a month, right? Like, you know, maybe $2 or $3 a month renting this phone, but she'd been doing so since the 1960s, right?
What?
Now, like, there came a point in her life where, you know, she was too old, and her children were kind of looking over her bills, and they noticed this weird charge, right? And they checked into it, and they kind of calculated that, you know, taking into account the months and the years that she's been paying, like, you know, a small amount on this phone that she's actually...
Yeah, but over that many years, that's going to
like over,
add
like,
up.
Almost $5,000 that she paid for the shitty fucking phone, right? Because, you know, they just kept it going. No one bothered to make it stop. It's like one of those things. It's, well, I guess that's... It can work to your advantage, and it can also be a pain. Like, you know, in my case... Like, you know, they call it grandfathering something in, right? What that means is that they'll continue to allow it to have what you already have, but anybody new who's signing up for it won't be able to sign up for it, right? So in my instance, I have like this crazy data plan on my phone, which I got several years ago. They don't offer it anymore, but I'm keeping it just because...
Yeah, but you know, that's what they told when I phoned initially to change my plan. They told me, you have a really good plan here, you know, and this one's not available anymore. I don't think you should change it. And so I look at it and I'm like, okay, I guess so. And then I look on their website, they fucking change these plans monthly almost.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know, and I'm sorry, but the plans that they have now are, I think, are way better than fucking shit that I had.
I guess it depends on what you need, right?
Like, yeah.
But what can I say? What can I say about that?
I don't know. You just got to stay on top of shit.
People, watch your bills.
People that want your money, just stay on top of it.
I'll say this. I'll say a lot of things today.
Listen to our show live. Is that what you're going to say?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that, but you can say that too.
I knew it. Listen to our show live Wednesdays and Sundays at 8:30. You can log into our live chat room if you go to Tip Tap Tip and go to live/live. What?
TipTapTip.com/live. Or you can click on the live link at the top. Takes you to the same thing.
That's what I just said.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You always feel like when I say it, it's not good enough, and then you have to repeat it.
I don't want to fight again, baby. That really caused me a bit of...
Okay, I'll just punch you in the face and be done with it.
That caused me a lot of... I was very upset when this happened last time.
Whatever, you were just totally acting it up. You're like Mr. Drama Queen.
I am a drama queen.
I swear, like, you know how people say that you have your past life or whatever? I think in your past life, you were in that movie Clueless, and you were one of those, like, spoiled rich bitches, because when you get mad, you totally act like those chicks. Like, you're, like, eternally a 16-year-old bitchy chick.
It's hard for me to disagree with that, Rochelle. Like, you know, based on my behavior over the last few weeks, I'm like, well, maybe she has a point.
I think so.
Either that, or maybe it was a squirrel or some sort of small rodent. I'd be fine with either.
You do like grazing on nuts.
Okay, maybe I'd be a cow.
No, that's what squirrels do.
Okay.
Grazing just means that you just, you know, you don't eat big meals. You just eat random little things all day. And that, if there is like a pile of nuts on the table, you will walk past it every single day, every single hour, and take a handful.
So what do you think, listeners? Do you think I was a 16-year-old spoiled girl in my past life or a squirrel? Info, tip, tap, tip. Give us your answer. We'll tell it on the next show.
You know, I don't know if you could be a squirrel. Don't they have teeth like hamsters? Your teeth are like baby teeth.
I don't know.
You're not very hairy either. And you don't have a tail.
I don't know.
What do you think I was in my past life?
Cat.
I don't lick myself.
You wish you could, though. I wish I could.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, really?
And I do. I love napping, and cats like napping, too.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just drawing a comparison.
What about person, though?
What do you mean? What kind of person? Like, which person?
Yeah.
What
kind of person?
Oh... Rip Van Winkle.
Who's Rip Van Winkle?
This guy who slept for like 50 years or something like that.
Oh, shut up. That's not nice.
Okay, I'm being a piece of shit.
You're supposed to say, well, Rochelle, you were a queen. Well, oh, yeah.
Well, Rochelle, you were the best. Rochelle's the best.
No, for real. Pick one.
Okay. I don't know. Drawing a blank.
Use that brain of yours. Tick, 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 tick.
Brain.
Eric's
really?
Thinking. Eric's thinking. Burr, burr,
the fact I can barely form words at the best of times, Rochelle.
Man, you got to do the brain trainer book.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Rochelle,
totally avoiding my question, though.
That's because I can't think of
it. Okay, well, you think about it, and then I will talk about the brain trainer book.
All right. Well, you got this book a couple weeks ago when we went camping.
What?
This book.
Yeah. I thought I was going to talk
about
it.
All right. Well, just have a sip of my beer. You do the talking.
So me and Eric were going out to Rocky Mountain House, and I really wanted to pick up a Sudoku book or something like that, you know, just to do on the road. And then we picked up a brain trainer book, and I thought, I don't know, this looks kind of easy. That's what I thought.
That's what you thought.
And it's fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole bunch of different games like Sudoku and then other stuff like that, and then crossword puzzles. I'm increasing my vocabulary immensely.
Good job, baby.
I know.
Real proud of you.
And I'm pretty much addicted to this book.
Makes me feel like a fucking idiot is what it does.
Why?
I look at that book because they're hard.
No, but I look at it and it's hard too. And I honestly, I will tell people the truth here. I cheat. I totally cheat.
You what?
I cheat and then I put a big check mark and pretend that I did it all myself. It's not like I cheat the whole thing. You know, I just need some clues.
Rochelle.
And some words, okay? There is no way. I don't even know what this word is.
Well, last night you asked me what the word.
Do you want me to grab it and I will explain?
No.
Yeah, what was the word that I told you last night?
You asked me about the word pallid. And you asked me about the word pundit.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Oh, I told you what I thought.
Pallid means...
Well, I thought it was like pale, but then the...
Yeah, and then the the word that it was supposed to be was ashen.
Kind of along the same lines.
Yeah, okay, but whoever uses the word ashen in their vocabulary. Unless, you know, you're into Twilight and you're like, whoa, those people are very ashen. Those vampires sure are ashen. Mm-hmm. Nobody would even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So here's a surprise. I guess the Calgary Slutwalk is back from the dead.
Wow. I wonder, is it the same organizers or totally new people?
No, totally different people.
Yeah, that's what I would
think. Completely different people. And it's happening this month. I believe it's on the 20th, but don't quote me on
that. Let's go down and take pictures of sluts.
Okay.
We should interview people with our flip thing and be like, hey, we've talked about the slut walk on Tip Tap Tip. What are your thoughts?
No, probably like smack me over the head about it and then tell me to stop taking pictures and
what?
I don't know. The camera.
Oh, well, yeah. If you're going to take the pictures, they're going to not be very happy about that.
Yeah.
They'll think you're just some dirty old man.
Well,
he's going to put it on his porno website.
I'm not that old, Rochelle. Okay. So we're clear.
No, I understand that.
Maybe dirty, but I'm only 35. Come on, so give me a break here.
Yeah, you don't have gray hair yet.
I'm a dirty 30-ish man.
Dirty middle-aged man.
Getting there.
Yeah, pretty soon you're going to want to be like riding a motorcycle and stuff.
I kind of do.
Oh,
are you
going through midlife crisis already?
I think I already did my 20s.
No, that doesn't count. That's not for real.
Okay. I get why people go through their midlife crisis, so I understand now. And I mentioned
because you're going to go through it in like the next couple of years.
No, and I explained this on a previous episode, but what it is you get to a point in your life where you're far along enough in your career where you have enough disposable income that you can afford to do all the dumb shit that you wanted to do in your 20s but couldn't afford to do. Like buy a sports car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's basically it, right? Like, you know, we're not starving, but I'm hoping by the time that I do hit my for real midlife crisis, I'll be making enough money that I can afford all the dumb shit that I wanted to buy.
No way. You know what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
I'm going to get in charge of the bank account and I'm not going to let you do it.
I'll buy you shit too. We'll get two for two, right?
No.
I'll buy you like a life-size version of the Barbie car or whatever girls want, right? A big pink sports car.
My Barbie car wasn't pink. It was silver, thank you.
It was what?
It was silver.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, I'm thinking like the Barbie van or some shit, right?
No, most of the Barbie stuff was pink, but my Corvette was silver.
It was silver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're fucking special.
I know.
You and your special fucking Barbie car.
But that means that if we are going to reenact my Barbie sort of situation as a child, that means that you're going to have to grow a mullet and find a one-piece silver outfit.
You're saying that like it's a bad thing, Rochelle. Like, you know, just point me the fucking way. Like, I would be wearing a one-piece silver outfit if I could find one. They just don't make them anymore.
And then on the front of it has pink stars and it says, Rocker!
Again, point me the way. And I'll sort that out.
For real, Eric, I will make you jumpsuits. Like, if you want to change your wardrobe and just wear jumpsuits every single day, I can sew that shit.
They
might not fit you perfectly unless we get spandex.
I've explained this in the past, right? How I wish that all I could ever wear every day was jumpsuits.
Yeah.
And you know why, right? Because it's easy. And I wish...
I wonder if you could make a jumpsuit and make it look like it was two pieces of clothing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could.
But it really is not.
You could have like a denim bottom and like a cotton top.
So cheesy.
But it's all one piece and you just zip up the front. That would
Yeah.
I'd be.
Because I'm wearing my like one piece suit today that I finally went to the H&M downtown. I've not been to that location ever. And I found a one piece outfit that cost me $5. That's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah. Like, I've been going to the H&M
and it's great. It's like you wake up and you're like, you just put your one piece on and you're done.
Again, it's brilliant.
It is. But on the other hand, when you have to go to the bathroom, you got to take the whole thing off again.
I know. That's
so maybe we should make a poop trap.
Mm-hmm. I'd be into that. But yeah, like, Rochelle's saying she went to the H&M. I've been going there a few times recently, and it's, one thing I've noticed about the H&M is is you go there with the understanding that the size that you usually wear, that you think you wear, just kind of do it one size up. Because they're made for, the clothes are generally made for like skinny 20-ish people, right?
Yes.
So don't, yeah, I've learned not to get upset by sizing myself extra than what I usually am.
You know what? And I remember you saying that to me, but while I was in the change room trying this stuff on, I was getting upset. I was like, what the fuck is with his
shit?
Yeah,
like my.
Like, this is not right.
Like those gray trousers I got, those are like a size, I'm not saying my waist size, but I'm going to say that they're one size up than what I usually get. And they fit fine, whatever. That's because, you know, every 20-year-old asshole is wearing like a 28 waist. The funny thing is, and this is the best part, your metabolism catches up to you, right? And I see this, and it's funny, like, you know, because you get like these, you see like a lot of these like, skinny, like 20-something-year-olds, and then there comes a point. It happens to some people, but not all people, right?
But that's what happened to you.
Yeah, my body's completely changed, right? And for a while, I was kind of getting upset with it. But then I decided to fucking go with it on my own terms. Like, yeah, I know that I'm not ever going to be as skinny as I was in my early to mid 20s, right? But I figure, all right, well, clearly I'm bigger, right? But I say, well, if I'm going to get bigger, it's going to be on my own terms, right? So that's why I've been hitting the gym, pumping iron, getting buff, pressing the wife.
What? Pressing the wife?
Impressing.
Oh, impressing.
Impressing the wife. Like the muscles.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, I wouldn't, if you were still as skinny as you are when you were 20, I would not be married to you.
No.
Well, because I'm not attracted to skinny dudes. I'm like, they just look like little boys.
Yeah. It's fine when you're in your 20s, but.
That's one rule I've always had is dating. I'm like, the guy always needs to be bigger than me.
That's right. So either I get a lot of muscles or I start eating a ton of ice cream. I was reading a...
No, not bigger as in, like, just your belly.
Okay, just like... I'm big guy.
Taller and, like, wider, you know.
Which is, like, you know, this is the way I see it. Like, you know, like, I'm not going to name names, but, you know, there's certain people I know that have gotten bigger in their 30s, right? I say, fucking go with it. Do it on your own terms. If you're going to get bigger, fucking start hulking out.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, it makes you feel good too, right?
Makes you feel good. Makes you look good.
Oh, talking about like getting fit and stuff like that. We should talk about that run thing that you just found.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm still looking into this because I was putting together the show earlier and I'd
the hash.
Harrier, the something. Oh,
fuck. They just call it the hash.
The hash, right? And what that is basically, it's kind of a casual run where people get together. They run, you know, it's an adequate distance. I was reading anywhere between 3 and 5 miles, which is, you know, half decent. And it's a kind of a casual race. It's not about speed. It's just kind of about doing it. And at the end, everybody kind of gets together and hangs out and drinks beer.
Oh, see, I thought it was you run for like a couple blocks and then you stop and you drink beer. Maybe. And then you run for a couple blocks more and then you stop and drink beer.
Maybe, I don't
it's
know.
It's like you're running and you're drinking at the same time.
Maybe that's the way it is. I just kind of found out about this earlier, so I haven't really had a chance to read up too much on it. If that's the case, that sounds even more fun because there's two things I like in my life. It's running and drinking, and if you can combine the two into one sort of sport or activity.
Yeah, I think that's what it is because my uncle, like this, I think the hash goes on around the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I had originally read about it, about this run that happened in I think it was New Orleans. And I'm like, well, fuck, does Calgary have something like this? And apparently it does. And it's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm.
Because I know my uncle, he lives in Africa and I know he's done the hash there. And I know that he's done it here too because he's from Calgary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinking and running. There's two things.
It's super casual. Like, oh, yeah. I think it would be fun.
Yeah, we looked at pictures and people were kind of dressing up.
It looked awesome. Like that one chick who was like,
had rollers in her hair.
She was wearing a leopard print shirt and she had a pillow stuffed underneath the shirt and then she had rollers in her hair. Mm-hmm. And drinking a whole bunch of beer. Yep. It looked awesome.
But yeah, hopefully I'll be able to check out some of those in the future. And when I do, I'll report it to you and let you know what's going on. If you have any news ideas, any topics, topic ideas, questions,
stories,
anything you'd like to share, send it to our email address, which is
info@tiptaptip.com.
That's right. So, yeah, we like getting stuff.
If you wanted to, could you change your website address into tiptaptip.com?
I don't think there's a .com yet.
Because that would be funny.
It would be funny, but the people behind the internet, they keep a kind of a tight rein on the suffixes for internet. Just recently.
That's what they're called, suffixes?
Well, the .com, the .net, the .whatever, I don't know what.
How many are there?
It's a lot. They just recently, in fact, What did
those things mean?
Well, .com is commercial, right?
Okay. .ca is Canada.
Canada, yeah. There's country codes, right? And .net is the network, org is organization, etc.
Weird.
Yeah. I think there's gonna be a .xxx. They just recently allowed people to do that.
Ooh. So,
want all your
.xxx.
We should do a tip tap tip .xxx. Tip tap tip after dark. Things podcasts gets a little bit sexier and then gets a bit steamier.
We can phone all those dating companies.
Let's do that.
That'd be funny.
That was
funny when we did it.
We'll do it again.
Yeah.
This is gonna upset your show. And I
saw a little part about it.
And it pains me to be able to relay this information to you. But if you don't find out from me, then you're going to find out from somebody else, and it's going to ruin your day.
Okay, just do it.
So allow me to ruin
your day. Just do it.
Dirty Dancing remake has been confirmed. They're remaking your favorite movie in the entire world, Rochelle.
But they just had to wait until Patrick Swayze died so they could do it? Come on. That's so mean.
Kenny Ortega, director of Michael Jackson's This Is It documentary in High School Musical 3, is confirmed. All right. You okay?
Could they have picked someone better at least?
All right. He says, the opportunity to direct Dirty Dancing is like returning home for me. I think he actually directed the first one, which is directing the remake, which is kind of odd. I'm looking forward to assembling a great creative team and an exciting cast to bring Dirty Dancing to the screen for a new generation. Although it's yet to be decided who will star in the iconic summer romance drama, the rumor mill has gone into overdrive with whispers that Justin Timberlake, Derek Howe, H-O-U-G-H, I don't know who this person is, and even Justin Bieber could play heartthrob Johnny Castle, made famous.
Are you serious? Justin Bieber?
he's more like baby. If we're getting serious here.
Fuck off. That guy needs to grow into a man before he could do a role like that.
Yeah, exactly. Could play heartthrob Johnny Castle. That was his name in the first one?
I guess I can't remember.
Made famous by the late Patrick Swayze. Meanwhile, Glee's Leah Michele, Emma Stone, and Miley Cyrus have all been tipped for the role of Baby, originally played by Jennifer Grey. I saw a picture of Jennifer Grey recently. Looks like a totally different person.
Yeah, it's because she got a nose job.
All right, that's probably it.
Yeah.
The 1987 film's delayed sequel, Dirty Dancing Havana Nights, which Rochelle has seen on Netflix.
Oh, it was so cheesy. And Patrick Swayze was in it. I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't. They just kept on bringing in, like, the Dirty Dancing original theme music to remind you that it was connected to this other movie that was awesome. And Dirty Dancing, like, the original movie is just, I don't know, it's a good story. It's just the same as, like, you know, 16 Candles or something. It's just a good story. And it was done really well. And the actors, like, everything just synced together. I'm sorry, but I think it's going to be really difficult for them to recreate that.
Well, I mentioned before that
especially with what the fuck Miley Cyrus playing Baby.
Well, we don't know for sure. We don't know for sure if she's being cast, but who's to say what will happen? So,
I think that when they're remaking a movie like this that is so you know, the
iconic.
The movie, it's exactly, it's so iconic that they don't really need to get all these big name actors and just get people who are fucking awesome and who are really good, but yeah. They don't have to be famous people already.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned before that they were redoing Footloose, right?
Yeah.
And I actually saw the trailer for that a while back, and it's kind of interesting because they actually are sticking kind of close to the original story in that dancing has been outlawed. Da, 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 da. They're just trying to dance and get their foot loose.
I don't know. My biggest fear is that they're just going to make all this shit like Glee.
Yeah.
Because that is such a famous, popular show right now that they think that's what everybody wants to see. So they're probably going to make Dirty Dancing and Footloose kind of like Glee.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
And that, that's
surprised
disgusting.
That, like, it surprises me that a show like Glee is as big as it is, right? Because it never.
Oh my goodness. If you try and, like, if you're talking with somebody and they love the show Glee, there will be three other people at that table who are like, oh, I love Glee.
It's weird though, because it's, you know, essentially that show's, you know, well, musical, right?
Yeah, and the music sucks.
Well, they just cover existing songs, right? For the most part.
It's so cheesy. I hate it.
I think I've seen like one episode.
I watched one episode and I'm like, no thanks.
All right. Well, season three is coming up, so. Yeah.
And the only reason why I watched it is because the lady who plays the coach is on A Mighty Wind.
Yeah, she's in all those movies. Best in Show, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and those movies are really funny.
All right. So did I ruin your day by telling you this information?
Yeah.
You know that Smurfs came out.
Yeah, right? You know, I never really watched, like, I wasn't huge into Smurfs. Like, I liked them and stuff, but.
Yeah, and I played you the trailer for Battleship.
That was dumb.
I got even better news, Rochelle.
Ugh, why are you doing this? You just keep on, like, bombarding me.
I got awesome news, Rochelle.
What?
They've already confirmed that there will be, in fact, a sequel to the Smurfs movie that's coming out in a couple of years.
Didn't it totally bomb?
Did well enough. And that's, you know, they're like.
Do they have Gargoyle in it?
Gargamel?
Gargamel?
Yeah, it's played by, what's his name? Oh, shit. I can't remember.
It doesn't matter. It's animated.
No, like, Gargamel's played by, like, an actual dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name I can't remember.
Weird.
Anyways. Yeah. And speaking of sequels, it's also going to be
But you know what? If we had kids, I would probably take our kids to go see the Smurfs because we grew up with it.
Yeah, well, that's how they get you in. It's more to draw the parents in because the parents are like, well, fuck it, kid's going to a movie. May as well see something I half-ass remember.
You know what show I really liked was the Jelly Bears.
Gummy bears. Gummy bears camping here and there and everywhere.
Holy shit.
They are the gummy. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
You impressed?
What the fuck? That's the kind of shit you store in your big brain, hey?
my head is useful for something, right? I don't know the words, but I know the melody, right?
Made me really want to eat gummy bears all the time.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And then sometimes I would, like, decapitate them and then change their heads around.
You fucking weirdo.
You can do that.
Well, of course. You can make
You cut their head, you bite it off, and then you, like, bite another head off, and then they just sticks right on.
Oh, well, you could also make a gummy totem if you really wanted to. Stick head after head after head after head, and then just go.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
You're such a nerd.
I am such a nerd.
I make totem poles. These are modern totem poles.
I used to make these little, when I was big into Transformers as a kid, I used to use like cardboard boxes. I'd cut out like windows and shit. I'd make like huge sort of dioramas for the Transformers to fight in. And it's kind of a fucking nerd.
Oh, I would
take apart my Transformers and then put them back together again just to see how they, cause I had the little screwdriver set and, you know, I'd go take them apart.
That's so funny.
What?
I would, no, because when I played Barbies, I made little little roads and little areas for the Barbies to go into. And then I would use like a bucket for a swimming pool and then drive my little like silver Corvette. I would make roads on the carpet with masking tape and be like, this is where the mall is. This is where the pool is.
Oh, and you're calling me a nerd? You're the fucking nerd.
That was fun, man. I would do that again. Like, can we make roads on our floor?
I think we should do, Rochelle. One of these days, maybe next weekend or something like that. Just make it a blanket fort in our front living room.
Okay, we'll do it.
We'll take
Pinky
our
swear.
Yeah, we'll take
blanket
our
fort.
We'll take Pinky our swear. Our sleeping bags to the front room. We'll order in pizza. We'll build like a cushion fort or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll watch 80s movies like The Goonies or some shit like that.
But the thing is, it's really hard to watch TV when you're underneath the fort. Like, I think it would be better if we just brought a flashlight in and just, like, talked and stuff.
I suppose we could do that, too.
We can just talk about our feelings, Eric. Express our feelings. Did I just ruin it for you?
Yeah, it kind of killed the mood there.
Oh, because I know, because guys, when they were little, that's what they would do, right? They wouldn't do that. And girls, when you're little, you do sleepovers, and you do, that's what you do. You talk for hours and hours about everything.
Yeah, that's why guys and girls are different. We would just do totally different things.
I know. That's why I didn't like guys when I was little.
Yeah.
We fucking destroy everything.
Yeah.
They do.
We're good at wrecking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you how I almost wrecked my face? As a kid, riding a bike.
Oh, that's why it looks that way?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't born this beautiful.
No, I don't think you did.
It just was a result of a terrible accident involving a bike. I had one of those bikes. They were very popular in the 1980s.
BMX?
No, they're these bikes that they had like these fake like plastic gas tanks, and they're kind of looking like a motorcycle. They had like these shocks and stuff like that. If you were a kid in like the early 80s, you would remember this, but
I was a kid in the early 80s.
Anyways, I had one. That's not the point of the story. The point is, I remember what I would do is I figured out that what you could do is if you wanted to do like a really good skid, which you would stick your foot in the front tire to make it stop like really really quick. I was like 6 or 7.
That is so dumb.
Yeah. So I did this one time, and I'm going really, 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 really fast. I jam like my foot in there. Somehow the whole back of the bike flips up, like, you know, kind of goes over the front of the bike and like, you know, taking me with it. And I just did like a total face plant.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
so what happened? Did you have to get stitches in your face?
I
is that what that scar is, like right on your face?
I don't know how I got that scar. Maybe it was from that. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
You really? You have a scar on your face and you don't know how you have it?
Yeah, that's a mystery to me. All right,
we just hear a whole bunch of yelling outside.
All right. Maybe they're fans of this show. Cheering for us. Thank you, fans.
That's it. Dum, dum, dum. We love you.
You guys are the fucking best. All right. Yeah, I don't know how I got that scar. But anyways, yeah, I did a face plant and... Well, interesting cheering going on outside, so we'll just choose to ignore it. Or maybe we'll check it out in a bit. But anyways, you know Vincent Gallo, right? Weird.
Yeah, that's the guy with the big dick.
Yes. The guy
in that movie.
Yes, Brown Bunny. Well, I guess he made another movie, which was playing at last. Well, it played only a couple times, once at the Toronto International Film Festival and the Venice Film Festival. Now, he's decided... The film was called Promises Written in Water, right? And it's only shown at those two places. Now, he's decided that film is never going to be seen by anybody else ever, right?
Unless they give him $1 million?
No. He has his reasons. In an interview with the Danish Film Institute last month, Gallo revealed that fans may not want to hold their breath to see his latest film, Promises Written in Water, anytime soon. And he says... I do not want my new works to be generated in a market or audience of any kind. He said, adding that the Venice and TIFF screenings last year for Promises Written in Water were part of an agreement he made with his co-star in the movie Delphine Bayford. He adds, I've just finished a new film and has not made similar agreements with anyone. So this film is allowed to rest in peace and stored without being exposed to the dark energies from the public. Why does he bother?
Wow.
Now, here's the synopsis of the film we will never see.
Okay.
It's never going to be shown anywhere. Kevin, being played by Vincent Gallo, is a longtime professional assassin specializing in the termination of life. Mallory, Delphine Beaufort, is a wild, poetic, beautiful young woman confronting her terminal illness and eventual suicide. She reaches out to Kevin to take responsibility for her corpse once she passes, requesting his protection of her dead body's dignity until her cremation. Kevin's acceptance of this request causes uncomfortable self-reflection and changes the lens through which he views death. That's all we're going to get.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah. Kind of does, but that's all we're ever going to get from it.
Well, I mean, I can understand where Vincent Gallo is coming from, because the minute you do put a movie out there, it's with any sort of art form, the minute you put it out there, it is going to be reviewed, it's going to be critiqued, it's going to be seen by people who are going to walk out of it and not understand it.
Yeah, you did get a lot of bad criticism from Brown Bunny when that premiered in 2004 at the Cannes Film Festival.
But all of those sorts of things are part of being an artist, and not everybody is going to like everything that you do, but the people who do like it will really like it. I think that he's forgetting that part.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see what happens. I think he's just going to let it never be seen. He's the kind of person that would just do that. Just do a movie and then not show anybody out of spite. So.
Yeah, and I think that's probably part of the reason why he's famous, is because he has
such a huge fucking
ego.
He has a big ego.
Huge ego.
Oh, yeah, because you see like the credits for his film. So it's like written,
produced by Vincent Gallo.
Vincent, written, produced, directed, starring, music by.
Okay, so it's either he has a huge ego or
he's a fucking weird perfectionist.
Is a weird perfectionist.
I think it's probably the latter. I think it's maybe a bit of both, actually.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Because, like, you know, when you do have a vision and you're trying to get other people to get what you're trying to do and blah blah blah, then it's gonna be difficult, and sometimes it's easier to do it yourself.
Yeah.
But where does he come up with the money to do all this shit and not sell it?
Well, he does other movies, right? He acts in other movies, right?
So, oh, okay.
Like, he was in that other that weird movie last year, which I didn't see. Kind of an action movie, actually, strangely enough.
Mm.
This is an interesting story about a man in a bunny suit.
Police have told an Idaho Falls man to stop wearing his bunny suit in public anymore because neighbors complained he was frightening children. The police got a call on Monday. A man in a bunny suit was being a public nuisance. According to reports,
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt here. But that kind of looks like... The
dude's face kind of looks like a bunny, like without the suit on. Is that what you're going to say?
No, he looks like he's... likes to touch children a lot. It's a creepy look. He's a weird smile. A very distrustful smile.
You know
smile.
What it is? It's because his face is not symmetrical.
Yeah, it's true.
It's kind of like, it's totally crooked.
Yeah.
And told authorities that her son had been frightened by 34-year-old William Falkingham, who was wearing a black bunny suit and hiding behind a tree. Other neighbors...
Okay. Well...
Whoa!
Okay, so the story is...
That's creepy, man. That's creepy.
All right, so we got a little bit
more.
Whoa.
If I was a kid and I saw that, I would be so fucking traumatized. So traumatized.
All right. Guy in a bunny suit is one thing. Hiding behind a tree, that's getting a little bit creepier. Let's see what this story leads.
I've also expressed concern and mentioned that Falkingham occasionally wears a tutu with that costume. Falkingham told authorities that he enjoys wearing the suit, but he understands the concerns of neighbors in the area.
Come on. Like, I'm just wearing a bunny suit with a tutu. Why do you have to be able
That's
to-
it? That's the whole story?
Well, he hasn't actually been arrested or anything. He's just, you know, there's concern.
That's it?
Well, they're telling him just... Mr. Falkingham,
I find so many news stories very, very inconclusive. Like, they really don't answer a lot of questions.
Well, at the time of this story, there wasn't really...
Then maybe they shouldn't air it until they know more.
But...
It's like, we have a concern that, you know, the world's going to end, but we're not really sure exactly when it's going to happen and stuff. The end. You know, like,
well, what was the ending that you were thinking was going to happen? Like, you know, that he's going to be arrested?
No, that he was asked not to wear the suit anymore, and if he does, charges will be pressed against him, blah, 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 right? Something that actually concludes, like, the reason why they're talking about it.
Well, I think...
What's the reason why they're talking about it? Because it's weird shit, that's it.
Because it's freaking out kids and parents, right? There's this dude in a bunny suit and a tutu. Kids are going, and he's hiding behind bushes. Kind of weird. And parents are going, well, that's not a...
It just doesn't sound like a news story. It sounds more like gossip.
Well, a lot of news stories are gossip.
It's like tea lady gossip.
We bring the news to you, right? The best news.
Best news ever.
Well, I guess there's worse costumes you could have been.
I bet you the reason why he wears a tutu is because there's a hole in the bunny suit in a specific spot.
Oh, for his penis? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because he wants to fuck the children? Is that what you're saying?
Because he wants to touch himself with his bunny paws.
That. Could you... I'm sorry, I'm just running this scenario through my head. So you have to pardon me as I... Is it possible? I'm... You know, with your ring, like, you know, big, cumbersome bunny gloves to make it happen. Would you be able to feel anything? I don't know. It gets to be like fucking a pillow, right?
Well, maybe his special bunny hands. Maybe he modified them.
Maybe he's just...
Maybe he put one of those weird, like, jelly fake vagina things in his paws.
How you're thinking. That's... Maybe it's a custom
bunny. Oh, shit. If he's listening to this show, he's totally going to take my idea and do it.
Maybe I'll be
like, shit, that's a good idea. Thanks, Rochelle.
Meanwhile, I'm taking down these ideas for, like, possible Halloween costume 2011. Eric's list.
No way.
Pedo bunny.
No way.
What, you don't think pedo bunny is a good costume? You think I should just...
Okay, those things are funny right now, but when you're...
They're funny to you and me, but other people might not get it.
No, probably, like, if you dressed up as pedo bunny... I would probably ignore you for the whole entire night and be like, yeah, that's just some guy I know over there. He's fucking weird, eh?
Why is he fucking his hand? Happy Halloween, everybody! maybe I'll choose a different costume. Something a little bit more appropriate.
You know, I think would be funny if you pretended to be one of those dudes that serves hot dogs at a baseball game. But then you had, like, a dildo in one of the hot dogs, and you had the tray right in front of your dick, so it looks like the dildo's your dick in a bun!
Interesting.
I saw that somebody sent me that picture.
Oh, really?
But it was for real.
Who's sending you these pictures, Rochelle?
I don't know. I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
It was.
Right. A long time ago, but nobody in particular.
I think it was a gay guy.
Okay. Which makes it okay.
Yeah, I can't remember who sent it to me.
Rochelle's reading a new book for a book club. Let me give you a clue what it might actually be.
I'm Catherine, author of The Single Girl's Guide to Meeting European Men. In my book, I give cultural insights on 20 different countries.
Does she, Rochelle? Does she give cultural insights to over 20 different countries in this book, which you're now reading for your book club, of which you... Because it's your turn, said, oh, well, let's read this.
No, it's not my turn. It's not the one I'm picking for real. This is just because we didn't have any book to pick. And then I thought, well, this would be funny to read. Yeah. And it was only $7 on the Kindle. So I was like, well, whatever. So I don't really know because I've only started reading it. So far, I've learned of her 10 descriptions of different types of women. 10 different types of women when it comes to dating.
Can you rattle off a few?
There's the CDs, which are the committed daters, and they only, you know, have going committed relationships.
Yeah.
Then there's the followers, which are groups of girls that follow each other around all the time.
Yeah.
And then within the followers, there's the leader. I can't remember the right term for it.
Yeah.
And the leader is the one who makes the choices. So the girls who are the followers, they will never meet men in Europe because they're always in big groups of women, and the leader person decides what they're doing all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else is there? Oh, and then there's the gifters. They're the girls that just want guys to buy them presents.
What is Catherine? How does she describe herself?
She doesn't really say for herself. She says, and then one of her friends was a sexcapator.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah. She's looking for adventure.
Adventure in her pussy. Right?
Yeah. All right. One dude from every country she goes to. And so there's the girls who just want a kiss from one dude from every country. And then there's the girls that want a memorable kiss from every guy from every country. So they don't just settle for any kiss from any guy.
And then there's girls who want a guy from every country and every hole in her body, right?
Well, and she doesn't really, like, she hints at a lot of sexual things, but she doesn't really say anything.
So it's probably like romance novel, like insinuation kind of thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
She has to say.
But right now I'm in L.A. taking film meetings. So in this video, I'm giving cultural insights on the Beverly Hills pool scene. Earlier this afternoon, I came to the pool to join the bathing duties and take a break. I grew up in Seattle, where everyone just throws on their bathing suits and jumps in the water. But in Beverly Hills, some girls have a different approach. These beauties were kind enough to give me lessons in their pool etiquette.
You don't actually get into the pool.
No.
It was a bit too late for that.
The slide is just here for ambiance.
Oh, of course.
I didn't hear that one soon enough either.
The towels are optional.
Yeah, the most you do is sit on them.
Well, I might have done a little more than just sit on my towel. I love those glamorous pool girls. They tried so hard to help me become a bathing beauty, but I think it just might be hopeless.
You know, I thought that I would totally hate this book, but I'm actually kind of enjoying it.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And I've dissed her so many times on her show. But I'm finding it really interesting. And I think for the girls in my book club, we are going to have so much fun talking about this book.
Oh, my God. It's such a girly book.
It is such a girly book. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. Do you know that I've been doing my book club for 2 years now?
For real?
For real.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's been a while, right?
Yeah.
2 years is a long time for anything, right?
I know. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, who mentioned that?
Well, one of the girls in my book club, Susie, she actually listens to the show a lot, and sometimes she's in the chat and stuff.
She's even been on the show, I think.
Yeah, Susie and Scott were on the show, too. And she mentioned that her mother-in-law is in a book club, and she's been in her book club for 25 years.
Holy shit. It's a long fucking time.
I know. She said that the girls in the book club have become her best friends. Aww. And we're all like, aww. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
Do you find yourself closer to the people that are in your book club?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, we only meet once a month and stuff, but we talk about everything. We don't just talk about the
book. Not just the books. Girl stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Guy? You talk about guys?
Yeah.
Oh, really? It's like a sleepover.
Kind of.
But without the sleepover and book, but with more book reading.
Oh my goodness, we should totally do a book club sleepover. Thanks for the good idea, Eric. That means that you're going to get booted out.
I'll hit the road. Be like, you know what I'm going to do?
Oh, that is such a good idea.
I'm going to hit the road with the Littlest Hobo song in my head. And I'll just...
Yeah, you should use our old mop stick and wrap your shit up in a hanky.
What would I put in a hanky if I had
underwear and socks, and that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much about
and a sandwich.
Toothbrush. That's about it.
Deodorant.
Yeah, I can fit that all in a hanky.
That's all you really need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow. Until tomorrow.
Nice. We should have the Littlest Hobo song at the end.
Oh,
that'd be so cute.
We'll work on that, Rochelle.
Okay.
But before we do that, let me just mention a few things. Or actually, Rochelle, we'll mention a few things that's going on that you should be taking note of. So listen up.
For sure.
People.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We appreciate all of our listeners, and we are really excited when we have new listeners. And the way that you can help us out with getting new listeners is by telling people that you know about Tip Tap Tip. And what else?
We don't do this for peanuts, folks. We like a little bit...
we do like peanuts.
I like peanuts. We also like a bit of recognition and a little bit of a, hey, how are you doing? Good job. Good job.
Yeah, for sure. We love getting emails from people letting us know how we're doing for the show. If there's any requests, if there's anything that, any changes that we've made that you're like, whoa, but I really like this change that you guys are doing. Whatever.
Dear Tip Top Tip, I like it when Eric's being not as much of a dick to Rochelle. Signed, Tip Top Tip listener. Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
But with
you. That's actually cool. I like that.
That's what people should do. Send us stuff. What's going on?
And I think that this could be something that we could do. If you do end up sending us a letter of any sort, we can give you, we can mail you some cards. If you give us your address, we can mail you some Tip Tap Tip cards that you can hand out to your friends, and maybe a few pins.
That would be fantastic. So do that. Again, our email address is info@tiptaptip.com. We will see you Sunday when Rochelle does not have a book club and is doing the show instead. Right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
Thank you. Goodbye.
What's your name?
Rochelle.
Bye.